So if rules are discarded, do human beings revert to some brutal survival mode where cruelty becomes the norm? Well, philosophers have certainly had a lot to say about that down through the years. But back in 1971, Stanford University psychology professor Dr. Philip Zimbardo wanted to get some solid data. He conducted an experiment. In it, 24 male students were selected and assigned the role of either prisoner or guard. The guard designates were given uniforms and nightsticks. The prisoners were stripped of their identities and held in tiny cells.
What is happening to prisoner 819?
Prisoner 819 is being punished, Mr. Correctional Officer.
Let's hear it five times, make sure you remember it.
Prisoner 819 is being punished, Mr. Correctional Officer.
Down.
Up.
You can hear in that audio from the actual 1971 experiment the gusto in which students are dominating one another in the scenario, but that was just the beginning. Eventually, the experiment went completely haywire and had to be halted before the end. Decades later, a film has been made of this episode in the history of behavioral science, the Stanford Prison Experiment.
You're going to be pleased to know that you all have been chosen to be the prison guards.
But under no circumstances whatsoever are you to physically assault the prisoners in any way. So remember, just as you were watching the prisoners, my graduate staff and I will be watching you.
That's actor Billy Crudup playing Dr. Zimbardo with an admonishment that went unheeded by the subjects in the end. The film tries to get inside the heads of the people who saw a side of themselves that day and those 6 days that they might have preferred to keep hidden. With us are Dr. Philip Zimbardo from the original experiment and the man who plays him in the film, Stanford Prison Experiment, Billy Crudup. Welcome.
Welcome. Good to be here.
Thank you very much.
So this was a very unique moment in the history of psychology. You must have been hoping for some kind of sparks to fly when you did this originally back in 1971.
No, not really. The reason I did this study, it was really a follow-up of the earlier research by Stanley Milgram at Yale, in which he had ordinary men, older men, not with college background, play the role of teacher, and their job was to train their student to improve their memory. But the way you help them was by hurting. So you gave electric shock every time they made a mistake. And what happened is over time, the majority, two out of every three American citizens, this is 1,000 people he tested, delivered extremely painful electric shock. So
Got into the zapping there.
Zapping.
Yeah, right.
And now, so my study was an extension of that because in real life, people rarely do authority say you must hurt somebody. More often, we're in situations, we're in groups, we're in teams, we're in office setting, schools, summer camps, mental hospitals, where we play a role, we have a costume, and nobody tells us to do bad, but suddenly social norms evolve. This is how we treat mental patients. This is how we treat prisoners. This is how we treat students. And so I wanted to capture that dynamic of character transformation. Now, the other thing is, in most psychological research, it only goes 1 hour. I wanted to see people getting into their role, into their character. So our study went 24/7. Mm-hmm. Prisoners lived there night and day, and guards worked 8-hour shifts.
So in playing this role, Billy Crudup, is it the evil Dr. Zimbardo or the benevolent Dr. Zimbardo who runs into human nature and it goes foul on him?
He's sitting right next to me. It's going to be... the fact of the matter is, for me, it was a question of curiosity. What I admired about the experiment and about the subsequent reaction to it is the curiosity about how people are made up. What makes up our sense of self, our strongest sense of self? And as an extension of that, we have these institutions that we sort of take for granted, that were handed down from high. The government, the prison system, the healthcare system, education, there's all these institutions that as I was growing up, I just assumed were granted to us on stone tablets sometime before. But, as you become an adult, you understand that these are man-made structures with all of the flaws and cracks and unprepared things that make up human beings. And so the process of doing, of playing this part and being a part of this movie has been illuminating for me insofar as I've learned to take my understanding of institutions less for granted.
Could you feel the power of this kind of blowing away of civilization for a moment that felt like that's what you achieved in some of these moments, Doctor?
Well, there's no question. I think that was part of Dr. Zimbardo's journey on it as well, was the sense of discovery that he had created such a provocative environment that he had the potential to manipulate it as well, neither for good nor for bad, but that it could be manipulated quite easily with a little prodding here, a little prodding there. And the movie certainly tries to explore what that process was like for him. And he had a moment at the end of it when it took somebody very close to him to say, you're missing a couple crucial points in your through line here about what's happening.
Yeah, in fact, the movie not only reveals the gradual transformation of young men playing the role of guard into, for some of them, brutal, sadistic guards, and the transformation of some normal, healthy kids playing prisoners having emotional breakdowns. It also reveals the transformation in me, again, as played by Billy, where I became the prison superintendent.
And let's put that in context for a moment, because 1971, we're much closer to the Holocaust. We're much closer to World War II, and the mythology of World War II, that it was all Hitler and the SS henchmen, and that the German people were kind of unwittingly sort of brought into this, was being questioned for the first time. And this was a moment of really seeing that in stark terms.
Absolutely. The 70s were a dramatic era. Also, in 1971... every one of those students had been involved in some anti-war activities, anti-Vietnam War. And in many cases, the universities called the police onto campus to break up student riots. So nobody liked police. Police were pigs. We used to put on the bumper, pigs are oink oink. In fact, Michael, one of the lead roles in our study, who plays the John Wayne character, says at the beginning, nobody wants to be a guard. And then he becomes the cruelest, most vicious guard.
Mm. So what do you think this says to audiences, Billy?
Well, yeah. I would
scary stuff. I mean, is this a scary movie?
It's intimidating. I think what it says is don't take yourself for granted. Don't be so confident that you're a construction of some core sense of integrity and morals, that you're as much a part of the world that you occupy, your core beliefs, your motivations, as you are some sort of fundamental.
I mean, you're this close from the beast.
I think
actors have to learn that, right? Yeah. You're this close from the
we
raw.
Know it. We know it.
But again, on the one hand, you want audiences to say, what kind of guard would I have been? What kind of prisoner? If I was playing the role of Zimbardo, would I have ended the study early? But really, you want them to come away, as Billy says, with a sense of humility and compassion to say, I could go there.
The Stanford Prison Experiment, starring Billy Crudup and Dr. Philip Zimbardo, who played the psychology professor at Stanford, who led that experiment back in 1971. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us. We really enjoyed it.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.